Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think you asked a fair question. Like, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. What were the takeaways from this team for it? We can all list certainly a couple that were in there. I know one that's universal that all three of us, so let's put this one aside. Yeah. We can have six others. Trent McDuffie got worked in that game, and it was impossible to ignore. I mean, genuinely, at the end of that game, you're like, damn, that's the first time I'd watch Trent McDuffie just get beat up. CeeDee Lamb put him in a blender for the entire four quarters of that game. It was ugly.
That was surprising because we know Trent McDuffie is one of the best corners in football, and that doesn't change just because of the performance. But that was the first time I can remember where a wide receiver just throughout the day, you know, was able to get the best of him. And there were some times where the coverage was actually good, but CeeDee Lamb is just that good of a receiver. There were other times where they just kind of attacked him. I hadn't seen that in his time in the NFL. So that was what was kind of stunning. That it's one thing for us to talk about the lack of a pass rush or that they're attacking, you know, I'll just throw out, you know, Noel Williams or Josh Williams or Jalen Watson, who is also having a great year, by the way. But that was surprising. So that was definitely, you're right. All three of us mentioned that this morning when we were talking about our takeaway. The other part for me, I thought as much as in the first 7 or 8 weeks of the season that I thought Andy Reid was really, really aggressive with how he approached fourth downs, I felt like in this game against Dallas in particular, that there were multiple instances where I didn't understand the punt, the decision to punt and try to pin back the Dallas Cowboys. It seems like now that Harrison Butker seems to be in a groove again and all that, that he's kind of gone back to his pre-Butker struggle, conservative nature of play call.
Aggressive is going to be the reason they lose a game.
Yeah, like, yeah, it goes back to our theory early on in the year. Not only was it because the team was struggling, but because they weren't able to be as reliant with Butker that they were willing to be more aggressive. Now, I feel like some of the range is extended again. They have peeled it back. And I think that is a problem, one of many, that I saw on Thursday.
That one stands out to me. I agree with you on that. I will say, and this goes back to the one of my observations, which is frustrating about this team. I don't think the offense is broken. I think it might be genuinely one of my biggest observations on the season is the offensive plan was not a bad one. It is not a bad offense. It is a good offense most of the time. Mm-hmm. They are the least clutch offense I feel like I've seen in Kansas City in 20 years. They are less clutch than power time, game time moments, fourth quarter with Alex Smith, the quarterback. In the most pivotal moments of the game, this team falls apart. They make some dumb holding call. They get called for a face mask.
Drops.
That drop the ball when it hits, you know, like catches that Rashee Rice could make. I don't know what it is. It is the least clutch offense, but overall, the offense does work. Now, I will say, will it continue to work without an offensive line? I don't know. I mean, you know, they're going to be without their left tackle probably the rest of the season.
Yes.
Their right tackle could come back this week, but he's going to be what percentage?
As long as it's Jalen Moore in there instead of what we saw with Wanye in that little snippet,
it would be Jalen at left tackle. We just know Josh Simmons is not playing on Sunday already. I mean, he's probably done for the year.
Yeah, he's probably done for the year. And they made it work with Jalen Moore in the time that he was absent, Simmons anyway. So, like, it can still work, and Trey Smith will come back eventually, although it doesn't sound like they're optimistic. This will be the week. It's a tough week to try to get something done offensively. You're going to have to win a game against the Texans that they've been winning all year. They love playing 17, 14 games where Will Anderson tees off. So, like, but I don't hate the offense. The takeaway from my game is I don't hate the offense. It's stupid, but I don't.
There was one thing, too. I think one of the things that, like, Mac and I eventually got to it as well, and somebody, some texter there, I don't know who it was, but they ran us some numbers. And halftime, I don't know if you saw this, Nate tweeted out that George Karlaftis had one pressure in 16 potential attempts. And we got on a topic just about George Karlaftis in general, and now the contract, I know we talked about him being a good deal, but that's if he continues to get better, where now you're looking at his trajectory from a pressure standpoint is as good as it was in his rookie year. From a sack perspective, he's not going to hit double figures at the pace that we're going at. And that, I think, led to a conversation of this team doesn't, and that's with Chris Jones taking double teams away as well. And then, right. And I know this is something that we talked about previously as well when George got the extension was, if he can't win when Chris Jones is getting double teamed, and he has had a great little stretch of games.
Yeah.
Where is George Karlaftis going to produce when he's just got to go up and, or he's the guy? Like, if he can't get it when Chris Jones is taking a guy away, then when is he ever going to be able to fulfill that contract, if you will, and the money he's being paid?
Yeah, the front four is a mess, a complete mess. It's been a failure in 2025. That falls on Brett Veach. It falls on Spags to a certain extent. I feel more than anybody, it falls on Brett Veach and just what has happened on the defensive line. Guys that they brought back haven't been the same, right? Charles Omenihue, I think, you know, not that I would have paid Turk Warren the contract he got in Carolina. I'm not suggesting that Brett Veach should have paid him, but that's been a clear issue for them. Yeah, some bad injury luck as well, right? It all happened. Sure. This is life in the NFL. There's a lot of things that contributed to it. I personally still have no problem with the Karlaftis contract, and I know that might be controversial considering his play. I still have no problem. He, though, is the king of the "I almost got him." Like that. How many times throughout this season? Like, they
especially
are,
early, they, especially
just by
early.
An eyelash.
Yeah, like just another half second, and he gets him. And that's what makes it even more frustrating watching him. But you're right. I mean, Chris Jones is getting double teamed. George Karlaftis, you're not winning quick enough one on one, and that's a problem. And this is why, and we'll have more of an offseason conversation, I think, about this. This is why, despite Trent McDuffie being a top corner in the league, this is why I think in the offseason, yeah, you would have to entertain whatever trade discussions come your way.
Mm.
As tough as that is. And look,
Trent could turn that into a pass rush, which would be more valuable.
Like, I was talking about this with somebody this weekend. It sucks because, one, Trent McDuffie, first-class guy. I think he's a fan favorite. He is one of the best corners in football. He's going to demand, as he should, one of the top contracts for a corner in the league. But because of the other issues on the roster, most notably we're talking about right now, this front four, the best path to potentially fixing that might have to be subtracting him to get multiple top draft picks. And that sucks. But that might be their best path to fixing this issue on the defense long term. That's all.
There was one play, too, in that Bills-Steelers game where Josh Allen threw a pick because the guy jumped the slant. The Chiefs couldn't jump. George Pickens turned into Michael Thomas. He was prime Michael Thomas on Sunday at times where he was running a slant every single time. And some of it just was they couldn't time it up, or they were able to get whatever they wanted with Pickens in the slant, or even CeeDee had a slant, I think.
And look, the Cowboys are right now playing. I mean, I'll say this. Like, this is a lot of the issues we saw are stuff we have been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
But there's also, pardon me, look, the Dallas Cowboys are playing about as good at football as anybody right now. They're hot. Pickens is a stud. He's having a great year. Contract year, undefeated, as the late Terrez Paylor would say. And boy, oh boy, is it going to pay off for George Pickens. CeeDee Lamb is still that guy. Dak's playing great. And Quinnen Williams has changed that defense. I don't know if the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs or not, but nobody wants to play the Dallas Cowboys right now.
No. And I will say, and that kind of goes back to, like, and this is the toughest part about going back to the playoff stuff, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. You know, my other takeaway from the game is Patrick Mahomes is still that dude. He just is. Like, he's still on pace, despite all the trouble this year and all the weirdness, 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns and 10 picks, and he's going to put another statistical season and a better rushing year than he's probably had at any point in his NFL career, even though that's died down. And it's just like, I got so frustrated watching that game, as I mentioned earlier in the show, thinking, like, you're all letting this man down. Like, not for every game this season, but for that one, it definitely felt that way. And I still feel like if there's a run in this team, you'd asked earlier, if there's a five-game run. If there's a five-game run in this team, it's got to be on that man's back. Let's just face the reality. Also, I think he's frustrated with the offense.
Oh, well, I think
it's fairly obvious that he is, like, frustrated with some of the calls or the way that they're running the offense right now, and he knows what it's capable of. And I think he's starting to get, for the first time in the entire time I've watched Patrick Mahomes as Chief, I think he's annoyed by it. Like last year, they didn't have fun, and this year they're not having fun, and they're not winning. So it sucked all the fun out of it. So business Patrick is here, and the problem is that I think they play better when they're playing loose, and that might be going back to why they're so not clutch as a team, is that everything is tight. They feel the pressure of every game. They're starting the playoffs this Sunday against the Texans for Sunday Night Football, essentially, right? It's like every game the rest of the way is do or die. And it was pretty much for weeks. It was against the Colts. You and I mentioned the only game they could lose to the Cowboys, and I don't know. That game was just another ruined holiday, you know? That's what you go back to your initial thought. No more games on Thanksgiving. No more games on Christmas, please. Although there is one on Christmas this year.
It just looks like it looks like open heart surgery for the offense. Like it is. If it's not,
it's overly complicated.
It looks so difficult to actually execute. And I know that they still scored 28 points, but for them to they also punted the ball four straight times. Like, and that's where they ended up getting down. They didn't double dip. It just feels like it's the most difficult thing in the world to put points on the board when you've got arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, arguably the greatest coach of all time, and for the most part, a set of healthy weapons, and then an offensive line that has been relatively healthy throughout this entire season up until the last week or so.
Yeah, the first 15 scripted plays were amazing. It was maybe the best game plan going in that they had had. I mean, they looked awesome. They were marching right down the field. Then, yeah, some injuries hit them, but adjustments were made by the Cowboys, and the Chiefs did not have really the counterpunch there.
Certainly not defensively. If I had told you going into the season they were the 7th best points per game offense, 9th best point per game defense, and 6th in yards per play this season, what would we all assume their record was?
Sure, what are they now, 6-6? They're probably 9-3, I bet.
Or 10-2.
Yeah.
You're going to talk to me into undefeated borderline with those stats. Eh.
It's been a frustrating season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.